This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, good afternoon. Tuesday, last day of September, September 30th. Tomorrow is October the 1st. I know it doesn't feel like it, but hey, October's here. I'm sure you've seen the Halloween decorations everywhere. They're out there. All right, I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We have a lot to get to this hour. I want to continue the conversation we started earlier. We've interrupted it to talk about being a gentleman, which, you know, is an interesting topic, especially because of the concept of being a Southern gentleman. And I don't think there's any doubt that Southern charm and things like being a Southern gentleman, this is not just an intangible. It's not just a myth. I mean, it's a real thing. And so it was fun to talk about that and to think about the things that maybe I do or you do on a regular basis that make us gentlemen, but yet we don't really consciously think about it. We just do it. Just open doors or hold doors open, or, you know, stand up if you're, you know, at a decent kind of restaurant. A woman goes to the bathroom and you stand up. Try to stand up when she leaves. Sometimes they just kind of get up and go. But when she's coming back to the table, stand up and kind of, you know, make a gesture to pull her chair out, or actually pull her chair out. Sometimes I feel, you know, a little weird doing that because I don't see other people doing it, but I still think it's the right thing to do. And it was kind of cool to know that being a gentleman, being nice to people in these situations is something that women still appreciate. So all of that was good, and I appreciate Joanne Daigle and Bobby Acero for coming in today and talking about that. And you can find out more by going to the website. Look for the magazine Inside New Orleans Magazine, or look for the magazine online at New Orleans Inside New Orleans Magazine.com. It's Inside New Orleans Magazine.com. Have you seen Alex Jones's new mustache? He's got a new mustache, and you don't do this by accident. You do this on purpose. Now, I'm one to never mention this person's name, but I have to mention it relative to Alex Jones's new mustache. I guess to put this mildly, this is the conspiracy theorist, the guy who makes a ton of money lying to his audience. Alex Jones has a Hitler mustache. And there's no mistake that's the image that he wants to give. It's very distinctive. It's a mustache that doesn't go beyond either nostril on either side. It's just like right there, right under his nose. And he knows this, and he says that women love it. He says after World War II, for the last 80 years, everything has been a paradigm of it is either about Hitler or it's about Captain America. So he chose Hitler to look like. I don't get this. He said, I went to a gas station. I went in a grocery store this morning, and it was spectacular. Being a white guy that has German features, classical German features, and with his Hitler mustache, it was very interesting. I can tell you it had a wild effect on women. I thought they were starting, I thought they were about to start throwing their panties at me, and they didn't. And he says it's like a Lex Luthor meets Alex, Adolf Hitler with blue eyes. And he says they're like melting. Women are melting over this Hitler mustache. I think that's probably an exaggeration of reality. So I wouldn't buy into that. I got to share this story with you, Ian. You know, this is an ethical story. I think this is horrible, but I understand that it might not be as bad when you think about it, but I still think it's absolutely horrible. A teacher at Alvred High School in Texas apparently told her students that the kitten, a cute little kitten was ailing. She fed the kitten to the classroom snake in front of the kids. And they didn't like it. Of course they wouldn't like it. I mean, even if the kitten is ailing and sick, I mean that's not the way to bring the end of life to a kitten. I mean, there's ways to, if you're going to do that, to euthanize a cat. But apparently they have this. I mean, I'm looking at a picture. It's an adorable white kitten, a furry little white kitten, and she feeds it to a snake in the classroom. The teacher described it as an experienced, she says, as an experienced educator and animal lover. She apologized to her kids, but she thought this was the right thing to do because the kitten was ailing, and so it was okay to show this lesson that I guess the snake has to eat too. It doesn't say here, but that had to be a pretty good sized snake to eat a kitten.
Yeah, I'm the white kitten. I think that's a stock photo because I think I saw that same article, and I've also seen an article from the National Post that has the actual kitten, and it does look kind of sickly.
It does look sickly,
which is not to say that you should feed it to your students, but it's not the adorable white fluffy kitten.
Okay,
this does say
Getty Images.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Getty Images.
But you know, even if the kitten is ailing, I mean, there's a less painful way to end that cat's life if you wanted to.
Yeah, I would think that this teacher's going to be in some trouble. I don't think it's against the law to dispose of your kitten like that. But having just done this with my own cat 10 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There are alternatives to feeding it to a snake in front of a classroom full of young children.
I mean, that would traumatize me if I was a kid and saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were not an animal lover, I think at that moment I would become an animal lover. I mean, that just seemed to be really strange. And we've talked a lot about alligators and the big alligator in Bayou St. John. A Westwego guy says that his friend was attacked by an alligator in the Keyhole Canal, which is very close to a junior high school. And there's like kids walking around there all the time. And this alligator apparently attacked this man on September 25th. I didn't hear about this until just now. So alligators are just getting very, very, I guess, brazen. I don't know what's bringing them closer to human beings, but they seem like they're getting closer to human beings, and got to be aware of that. All right. So we were talking earlier about the request from Governor Jeff Landry to bring in the National Guard, or I mean, the National Guard's here. It's the Louisiana National Guard that would be activated by the president. And Jeff Landry said that Louisiana currently faces a convergence of elevated violent crime rates in Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, coupled with a critical personnel shortage with local law enforcement. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of ambivalent about this. I don't like the idea that it might be the introduction of a federal police force under the president, under any president. But if they can help, then that would be a positive thing. If they're not doing anything else and they can help, would that not be a positive thing? So, you know, we're getting your reaction to what you think about the National Guard coming to New Orleans and Louisiana. And, you know, there's some rough areas of Bossier City. And, you know, that spills over into to Shreveport. And I know there are some rough areas in Baton Rouge, and we've got rough areas here in New Orleans. So those are the main three cities. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm not thinking that there's, you know, a lot of problems in a lot of small towns around Louisiana, but in some of the bigger cities, you know, there are going to be some rough areas. And if the National Guard can help, well, I mean, that's a good thing, right? All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, you're hearing in the news about this potential shutdown of the government, and it would happen at 12:01 tomorrow morning, just after midnight. It would happen. I have in the past just said, "Don't worry about it. They're going to get together and they're going to work things out." I don't know that they're going to work this out. And as I said earlier, I think the really sad thing is that this is a game being played by the politicians. That each side is trying to make their side look good, and each side is blaming the other side. Now, if you're on one side, you obviously think the other side is more to blame. But they're both playing this game, and it's almost like using the threat of a government shutdown to make your political party look better is more important than keeping the government open for the American people. Now, if you're a federal worker, you're not going to get paid if there's a government shutdown. Well, you're going to get paid, but you're not going to get paid immediately, depending on how long the shutdown goes. And I think each side is going to figure out who is gaining the most political benefit from the shutdown. And if one side thinks that the other side is being more blamed by the American people, then they're going to keep the shutdown going. So again, you know, let's see this for what it is. It's a partisan stalemate. And it's partisan, and it's about politics. And I hate when they do things that just kind of ignore the American people. They don't care about us. They care about their political party and the promotion of their political party and the image of their political party. That's what they really care about. So if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, we're going to get to your calls and some of your text messages coming up. The Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1955, James Dean, the actor, was killed in a car crash. He was only 24 years old, and he was just seen as the epitome of the bad boy, leather jacket, and he just had this troubled look about him. He was just seen as just an idol and had just great potential to go on, but, you know, killed at the age of 24. The year he was killed, this was the day he was killed, actually, this was the number one song in the country. And over time, other songs remembered him. The Eagles wrote a song called James Dean on their 1974 album On the Border. And remember Don McLean's American Pie? The jester sang to the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean. James Dean was immortalized in some songs, and he remains today still this very mystical figure of somebody who could have been just an amazing superstar. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
On WWL. No, not quite. Almost, but not quite. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. I was shocked to hear this yesterday. We're not going to have time to get into it today, but maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow afternoon. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have broken up. They're separated. 19 years of marriage. Man, I just thought this was one of those just great Hollywood couples that would be together forever. I guess she's spending too much time going to movie theaters, you know, because at the AMC theaters, you know, she does that whole opening about the theater and how it brings things to life. It's really a very effective opening. But Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban separated after 19 years. All right. I want to remind you, and you can do this every day, register to win tickets to the Saints' next home game, which is against the Giants. This Sunday in the Caesars Superdome, Saints take on the Giants Sunday. You win two premium tickets to the game and also a pair of VIP tailgate passes to the Bullseye Event Group tailgate party. And this is at Benson Tower right next to the dome. Eat premium food, drink premium liquor, get a nice little buzz, get nice and full, and then just walk over to the dome for the game. I think the Saints are going to win this game. I do. Even though Jackson Dart, you know, did a good job and got his first victory, I think this is the week that Spencer Rattler gets his first victory as an NFL player. So you can do this once a day, and all you have to do is go to our website, wwl.com/contests with an S, and register to win. You can do it once a day. So do it every day between now and Friday. wwl.com/contest with an S and register to win. And good luck from Saints Radio. It's a Saints Giants game and tickets to the VIP tailgate party. And it's from Saints Radio, WWL. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Federal City. And Bob, welcome to our show.
Hey, man, in relation to this National Guard thing.
Yeah.
In California, they had them there for a couple of weeks and it cost the people $150 million. Guard one building. Then the lady, the mayor of California, of Los Angeles, said that money could have been spent on the homeless, who causes 40% of the crime, or even education, because she said 80% of the serious crime is caused by people that's uneducated. Also, they could possibly use some of that money to strengthen their police department. So if they're going to have somebody here for more than a year or so, they're going to be spending maybe $700-800 million, and they could use that to help.
Yeah, that's
somewhere to stay. They can hire more police. They can use that money in education. That's if they're serious. But you got to remember, the president we have now said he likes the uneducated, and that's because he can manipulate them a little better. But man,
well, this is one of the criticisms of it, the money spent. But it's my understanding that the federal government is going to pay for it. Now, you'd think that they'd be able to, you know, if you can spend money on this, why can't you spend money on this? So, you know, I get that argument. You know, I get that.
Stealing people's money?
No, I know. I understand. I get the argument. But, you know, the way the government works, you can, if you're in one department, you can use money for something, but you can't necessarily use it for something else. And I know that seems crazy, but that's sometimes the way it is. But I understand that argument, Bob. And do you think that, but what if, let's say money's not an issue. Do you think the National Guard could help?
It's only a temporary thing, like one of your callers had said earlier, who was a law enforcement. That's right. It's only going to last while they're there. So what that is, that's the beginning of trying to permanently keep troops and cities, because they're going to say, okay, we pull them out. Now they have crime. You got to put them back in. That's only temporary, man.
Yeah. No, it would be a temporary solution to a long-term problem. But, you know, again, I'm kind of ambivalent about this because, you know, there could be a benefit, even if it's temporary, if we cut back on crime, if we maybe help out local law enforcement in New Orleans and Shreveport and Baton Rouge in particular, help out law enforcement now. I mean, even if it's temporary, if it cuts back on crime, I mean, that's a positive thing. But, you know, the other argument is, well, you know, what about the money spent? Could it be spent somewhere else? All right. Some people still want to talk about being a gentleman, which we talked about last hour. Let's go to Irvin in Hammond. Irvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I'll talk about that. And if you give me a chance, let me pivot to the National Guard.
Sure.
Men have to walk gently, especially around professional business women, who seem to be very competitive, very aggressive, battle of the sexes. True story. I'm at Brennan's, a long table of about 20. Didn't know the lady. Started to pull the chair out. She looks me dead in the eyes and says, hold it, cowboy. We're not going to play this you Tarzan, me Jane game.
Wow.
Caveman days are over with.
Wow.
So I refrained from being, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You know, going with the wind, I just politely put my hand down and got into my seat, which was next to her.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm not going to be polite? No. This is just once in a while you get a woman that they feel like, you know, they want to be just like a guy. They feel like they should open the door for you. They should pull the chair out for you. And they feel like it's derogatory for you to do these kind of things. They feel like it's old school, old fashioned. So there are a few of those players out there.
Well, that's what interested me most about having the conversation about what it means to be a gentleman, and do women, especially with younger generations, still want men to be gentlemen. You know, you are going to run into militant women, some militant women out there. But I think most women appreciate doors being opened and chairs being pulled out. But, you know, like you said, you're going to run into a few that are going to be militant about it.
All right, moving on to the National Guard, let's talk how we got here. Mitch Landrieu's first term, he cut the NOPD from 14 to 1,500 to under 1,000. It has hovered in and out of the 900 number ever since. Add to that, the council got on this play of residency for years, that if you weren't a resident in New Orleans, didn't have skin in the game, we don't want you here. They even talked a while. They had a grandfather clause where the older officers, you already lived in Metairie, St. Tammany, you could complete it. They talked for a while about, no, we're going to cut that too. So in through all this, you had an attrition of experienced NOPDs out to St. Tammany, Kenner, New Jefferson, and places like that. They didn't want to put up with the BS. Now, next, our state police have sent over 100 troop NOLAs to New Orleans. I'm okay with the Super Bowl. I'm okay with the Sugar Bowl, Taylor Swift concerts. I get it. You know, we need more police presence. But these state troopers are supposed to be patrolling state highways. If we start putting state troopers, you know, in Lafayette, Lake Charles, Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, we'll deplete the force. As an offshore resident, I've noticed the lack of patrols on I-10 because they've been reassigned down to New Orleans. And so we have less patrols doing what they're supposed to do, which is patrol and safeguard our highways. That's what state police were designed to do. So with those things being said, I see no alternative but to beef up the police presence in New Orleans. I'll give it to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, I certainly get that. And that's why this is a really good discussion. It's a controversy because there are two sides to it. And, I don't know what the answer is right now. But, you know, I'm just going to go along with the idea that, look, if it helps, if it's going to happen, let's see if it helps. If it doesn't help, then let's don't do it. Let's don't continue to do it. But I think they're coming here from now until, I think the governor said, end of the fiscal year 2026. And if I'm not mistaken, that is July. So they would be here for a while. Would the effect be positive? Well, we would be able to judge that. I mean, there would be numbers to show us whether or not it worked. The other question is, do citizens want to see the military on our streets? And I have to tell you, when I'm in the quarter and the few times that I see the military, the National Guard, for example, on our streets, yeah, I mean, I feel a little extra sense of security. But I don't know how the criminals are going to react to that. They don't seem to care about committing crimes right around local law enforcement. Are they going to be more intimidated when it comes to committing crimes around the military? So, you know, I don't know. I think there are a lot of things that are unanswered. The one thing that I would caution us about is supporting anything that works toward a federal police department under any president. Let's go to Clyde in Natchez. Clyde, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, that Scoot? I ain't talked to you in a while.
Good.
Hey, I got two sides of these stories real quick, but let's say something about a gentleman real quick. I think gentleman and chivalry goes in the same type of thing. I have like 90% of women in my household.
Okay.
And I have a little brother that he used to open come out and not open the door. I said, give him a little pop across his head. He look at me like I'm crazy. And I do it again. Pop, you look at me like I'm crazy. And eventually it became like that Bruce Lee thing. He looks up and like, okay, let me start opening up the door for my people. Now, the thing about it is the gentleman is not just for the women. I think if you establish that with older people as well, because I open up the door for older people, older gentlemen, people that are older than I am as well. And I find that I get more women to probably like me more when you become a gentleman and they watch you open the door for people and they respect you more a lot of times. So basically, those type of things can help you out as a human being, as a person, and allow, you know, the respect to be there. And two, I did send you a song. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it, by the Democrats and Republicans coming together. It was a beautiful song called No Faces. So if you get a chance, it's still on your email. And it's holding hands, the world holding hands together with no faces.
Okay.
You know, I'm your doctor. I'm your lawyer. I'm everything that you see when we're all together, because we're all in this thing together. There is no color when we got to go to our doctor. There's no color when we got to go watch the football game. We all think fans. We all this certain fans. And again, to talk about the military thing real quick, when they deplete and put people in different areas across the United States. Now, for me, I believe, you know, there are AI soldiers and military, so therefore there may be something that's going on that we don't know, because when you deplete and put everybody out there, then there are other things that are happening that we have no clue. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right, Clyde. Well, listen, I appreciate the call, and you know, we'll see what happens with this. I mean, this is an ongoing discussion, and when they get here, we'll see what the reaction is, and at that point, we can decide, you know, as citizens, whether we like it or we don't like it. But again, I think there's a lot of arguments on both sides of this. But sending in the National Guard to just do regular duty on a regular basis, not for a special occasion, that is kind of a big deal. When we come back, I want to talk about Brandon Ingram. He used to be with the Pelicans. He was a great player. Now he's with the Toronto Raptors. He's bashing Pelicans fans for their attendance to games. Is he right? Is he justified in making that comment? We'll talk about that when we come back. And also, here are a couple of comments from Scoot on the Air Facebook. It's about, are you ready for Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl halftime show? It's a blog that I wrote about Bad Bunny being the halftime show. Here's a comment from Karen. Refill my glass and eat chips and dip. I guess that's when Bad Bunny comes on. John says, you would think that they might want to go for the target demographic that has the most expendable income. And he's included this graph here. I would say to that, you know, the NFL, I think, wants to just try to reach other people. And their goal is to make the NFL more global in terms of its image. And Bad Bunny, as Ian mentioned earlier, is the second most downloaded artist behind Taylor Swift. and he is number one, numero uno, around the world when it comes to Hispanics and Spanish-speaking people. So this definitely introduces the NFL to some people. Here's Richard's comment. He says, 5:30 Super Bowl day, grab the remote and search for a movie. Merlin says, makes sense to me for halftime, half man, half woman. Bad Bunny is known to occasionally wear dresses. I don't know if he will do that for the halftime show, but he might. Anyway, you can read the blog and comment on it. It's also at WWL.com and on SOTA Facebook. All right. We'll get to more of your comments. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1978, this was the number one song in the country. It stayed number one for 4 weeks. It's Exile. I Want to Kiss You All Over. I wonder what they mean by that. All right, we're going to be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, this is the Jonas Brothers, and their concert tour has been selling out in big arenas all around the country. They have added new dates, and the Jonas Brothers on their new tour have added New Orleans and the Smoothie King Center to their tour Friday, December the 6th of this year. There will be guest appearances by people like Demi Lovato and also Jesse McCartney. It's Greetings from Your Hometown Tour, the Jonas Brothers. You know, I don't really get it. Ian, do you like the Jonas Brothers?
I'm Ampiv.
Yeah, I heard they put on a great show, and I could go see a great show, but, if you're into the Jonas Brothers, God bless you, go have fun, but I that's not really my deal. All right, so Brandon Ingram is criticizing Pelicans fans. He's now with the Toronto Raptors. And this was during a media week recently. And he was talking about how the Toronto Raptors fill the stadium even if they're not winning. They fill the stadium for their games, even if they're not winning. And the Pelicans have had a real hard time filling the stadiums, even the stadium, the Smoothie King Center, even when they're winning. And what Brandon Ingram is saying is that, you know, New Orleans needs to do a better job of supporting the Pelicans. You know, most of the emphasis is on the Saints. We have the same owner for the Saints and the Pelicans now. And I guess when you think about Toronto, they have a baseball team, a basketball team. They don't have an NFL team. And so there's, you know, a lot of focus on the NBA team. When I have lived in cities where the primary team was the NBA team and they don't have an NFL franchise like Portland and San Antonio, in those cities, yeah, I mean, the arenas sell out. They're just so happy to have a major franchise in their city that they fill out the arenas. But I love the NBA. I love basketball. And I, you know, I've enjoyed going to games in other cities. And I'm one of the ones that doesn't go to the Pelicans games as often as I should. And I'm going to start going more this year. I think the Pelicans are going to have a good year. And I'm a classic example of somebody who loves the NBA, but I don't go to the games as often as I should. I go once in a while, but I should go more often. And I'm going to look at some of those ticket packages because I'm one of the ones that should go. I love it, but I don't take the time to go. And I take more time to go to a Saints game than a Pelicans game. And if we want this team to stay here and be successful, I mean, the players deserve to have fans in the stands. And every game doesn't have to sell out. But I think we as a city could do a much better job getting fans in the Smoothie King Center for Pelicans games. And I hope this year is a little different. Let's see. Let's go to Robert in Ocean Springs. Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Robert. Hey, Robert. I guess we'll just check back with Robert. Some people get on hold and you know, they're in a busy situation and they just get busy. So Toys R Us, which used to be on Veterans Highway, Toys R Us is opening up a holiday shop in Lakeside Shopping Center. It's going to be just a pop-up thing for Christmas, and they're going to be in a space toward the Severn Street side of the mall, end of the mall, down by Dillard's. And there's going to be this this pop-up location for Toys R Us. So, you know, that's convenient. I mean, I was somebody who was reluctant to get started on ordering stuff online. And now I'm ordering a lot of stuff online. But when it comes to certain things, I like to actually be there. And I like to actually check out some of the stuff and, you know, just touch it and feel it. And when it comes to clothes, I like to try it on. So, you know, I like when I can go in. But there's certain things that I just I like to order. Here's another comment from Scoot on the Air Facebook, where we posted the blog that I wrote about Bad Bunny being the Super Bowl halftime show next year. This is from James. He sings only in Spanish and has publicly said he won't sing in another language. The Super Bowl audience is mostly English speaking, so how is that going to work out? Most won't watch it because they won't be able to understand it at all. I get that. I think a lot of people are going to tune in out of curiosity, but again, the NFL is looking at the global picture, not just the local picture, and a lot of Americans are offended by that. Bad Bunny has also been very critical of the current administration, and that has caused some people to say he's not patriotic enough to be in the Super Bowl halftime show. But I don't know that patriotism really has anything to do with that. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. And today on the SOTA calendar, we wish happy 82nd birthday to Marilyn McCoo. Marilyn McCoo with the Fifth Dimension. She had kind of a solo career as well, but she was just a beautiful woman, and I had a chance to interview her, and she was just, I just remember her being so gracious and so beautiful. 82 years old today. We'll be right back on WWL. Will the government shut down just after midnight? If it does, or if it doesn't, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Sports Talk, Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller next. It's Tulane Tuesday at 4:30 with John Summerall, host of the 4-1 Tulane Green Wave. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P., and I thank you for being part of this show. Have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.